From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is gearing up for a meeting with the bipartisan leadership of Congress tomorrow. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the president's trying to show he's serious about the deficit by ordering a pay freeze for government workers.
The president said that one of the messages voters sent in the midterm elections was that they wanted leaders of both parties to focus on the economy and on securing the American dream for all who work for it. That includes, he said, making sure the country is not dragged down by long-term debt.
Getting this deficit under control is going to require some broad sacrifice. And that sacrifice must be shared by the employees of the federal government. After all, small businesses and families are tightening their belts. Their government should, too.
President Obama announced a 2-year pay freeze for civilian federal workers. It's a small down payment, saving just $5 billion over 2 years. But White House aides say it's just the first of many difficult decisions about taxes and spending that both parties in Washington will have to make if they are serious about reducing the debt. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama's ordering government agencies to review the way they protect confidential information. This after the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks released another batch of sensitive materials, this time diplomatic cables. Iran is among several countries condemning the leaks, saying it's an effort to damage Iran's ties to its Arab neighbors. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, documents reveal that Persian Gulf states are eager to stop Iran's nuclear program by military means if necessary.
Conservative Iranian lawmaker Mahmoud Ahmadi Bakash told Iran's state news agency that he condemned the leaked diplomatic cables describing Persian Gulf Arab leaders calling for a military strike against Iran. The revelations coincided with state-run media accounts of bomb attacks in Tehran today that killed one Iranian nuclear scientist and seriously wounded another. The cables, as reported by the New York Times and major European papers, show Arab leaders who publicly condemned Israel secretly agreeing with the Jewish state about the need to strike at Iranian nuclear targets. But one cable quotes Defense Secretary Robert Gates as saying military action would set Iran's nuclear program back by only 1 to 3 years, while forever uniting the Iranian public against the attacker. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Attorney General Eric Holder is defending the undercover operation that led to the arrest of a Somali-American man who allegedly plotted to blow up what he thought was a van full of explosives in Portland, Oregon.
But for the interaction that he had with the FBI, he might have come in contact with somebody who, in fact, would have made his plans tragically real.
Holder rejects the suggestion that Mohammed Osman Mohammed was a victim of illegal entrapment. On Wall Street, the Dow's down nearly 40 points at 11,053 at last check. This is NPR. A new U.S. senator will be sworn in today. As NPR's David Shaper tells us, Republican Illinois Congressman Mark Kirk is taking the oath of office to fill the remainder of President Obama's term in the Senate.
A federal judge ruled a few months ago that Democrat Roland Burris should not have been appointed by impeached former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to fill the entire remainder of Barack Obama's term in the Senate after his election to the presidency, and that there should be a special election to fill the seat. The court-ordered special election was held November 2nd, and Republican Kirk won that, in addition to narrowly winning a full 6-year term that begins in January. Vice President Joe Biden will administer the oath of office to Kirk, who served 5 terms in the U.S. House. His resignation from that seat takes effect today before he is sworn into the Senate, where he says his first priority will be introducing what he calls the Spending Control Act to help rein in the federal deficit. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Retailers are hoping to see the Black Friday shopping frenzy repeated online today. It's Cyber Monday, which is expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Meanwhile, the National Retail Federation is estimating 212 million people visited stores and websites over the weekend. That's up from 195 million same time last year. And we expect more details on retail sales this Thursday. Taking another look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 40 points at 11,053. The NASDAQ Composite Index also off 9 points at 2,525. S&P 500 down 2 at 1188. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.